My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I would love to be able to tell you maybe if they do this or that with him that it'll work out, but I got nothing. I just don't think that he's capable of playing at this level and at this speed of decision making. And I think safety is an IQ position rather than a physical position. Somebody like Micah Hyde, I don't think was the biggest or fastest dude, but he was fantastic because he can identify stuff. I think it's also an aggression position, and he just never had that confidence or aggression to go make plays, and that's why he just could never get on the field.
Matt Collar with me just before on Lewis Cine. Well, the Bills are taking a shot on a guy that did not get there with Minnesota. That should have been easier. 803-0550 is the number here. Would love to hear from you as we reach the end of the offseason. All the time we've spent on wide receivers, Josh Allen running, the Diggs trade, the veterans who left for different reasons. Was it worth it? Was it well spent? I'm thrilled to get to the end. As I said before, tomorrow is really it. I mean, tomorrow is kind of last call for how you think this is going to go. Because by next week, we're talking about the Cardinals. We're talking about an injury report, point spreads, weather, the rest of the week one schedule, all that stuff. And then it's just, game on from there. We'll reflect on what we kind of thought would happen. But this is really the last attempt to discuss it before we get into, the week-to-week grind of the NFL season. 803-0550 is the number. Let's go to John next. Hi, John.
Hey, Shelf. How are you, buddy?
Good, thank you.
Hey, I've got a fantasy draft tonight, and,
I can't make it. I'm sorry, I can't make it.
That's too bad. I want to know your thoughts on whether or not Ja'Marr Chase is worth a first-round pick with all the uncertainty if he's going to sign and play.
I think so. I would take CeeDee Lamb over him. I would take Tyreek Hill over him, and I would take Jefferson. And I think that's it. Then it's like Amon-Ra St. Brown or Chase, depending on your risk tolerance. If you wanted to take St. Brown instead, if that's the range of the draft you're in, I don't think that's a bad thing.
Gotcha. Yeah, I just wasn't sure. I'm picking in that, fourth or fifth, I think fourth spot. So, I figured that's where it would be, and how is he going to hold out for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, every year not every year necessarily, but we've had a lot of these over the years, and you've got Ayuk too, where what are you supposed to think, right? You could also pick a running back there. The three running backs are great picks in most formats, McCaffrey, Bijan Robinson, and Breece Hall, if you're able to.
All right. Okay, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck. What are we supposed to think about those situations? I'm not it's not our team, so I'm not, you know, riding the ride with Ja'Marr Chase or Ayuk. Ayuk has been a story, though, all along. Chase is more recent. And then he was at practice and then not again. Are we supposed to be worried? I just think in terms of fantasy, at least, most of the time you can get away with it. It's better when you can get the discount. If it were, this wouldn't apply to Chase. I mean, somebody in that, in his draft, somebody's going to pick Ja'Marr Chase right up there. Ayuk is one where before anybody was really worried about whether he would play, and I'm not saying I don't want to say I'm that worried still, but it's a week away. He was going in the second round in, you know, like June, and now it can be the fourth. And so what I like to do is make those picks, you know, pick guys like that in the fourth, especially if you're in these tournaments where it's obvious because you're playing against teams that picked them in the second. Like, that's a win for you. But usually I want to assume that it gets worked out, even if it's a trade. If it's a trade, that's another conversation, Ayuk. If he goes to Cleveland, which cleared up all this cap space today with the Watson stuff, you know, why did they do that? Why does a team need $62 million of cap space on August 29th? What, are they going to sign Michael Thomas to the richest deal in NFL history? Like, why do they want that? It's bad for them down the road. So the Browns are up to something. And who's in the world of speculation? It's Ayuk or it's Trent Williams in San Francisco. Very interesting. I'd like to take my chances with those guys. You know, you're going to draft, back to fantasy, you're going to draft, you know, X number of bench players. And if you end up waiting a week or two, you can be willing to, because you're going to have somebody else, not as good, but at least somebody else you can throw in. Sometimes you get burned, though. Le'Veon Bell. I don't remember exactly if I felt this way then. I know we talked about it all the time. I think maybe even Bulldog went to the draft that the one we do together and picked Le'Veon Bell, and he never played. The Pittsburgh year where he just never got worked out. So that would have been a tough thing to win your league that year if you drafted Le'Veon Bell at like second overall or whatever that would have been. Let's go to Steve next. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how's it going? Good. I was just looking at the betting odds, and I think you could definitely sprinkle a little bit of money on the Titans for that 5% chance to win the AFC South, just with Levis being an unknown. And, you know, I'm not that big of a – I mean, Houston's good, but, you know, anything could happen there. I just – you know, I'm fascinated by Tennessee and Levis and what they're going to do with their – new head coach and whatever style that they're going to put out there this season.
I like it. Thanks, Steve. I might want to talk in these kind of terms tomorrow about like a last place team that, or at least a big underdog that you might like. I can make the case for Tennessee. You know, Steve just did. One thing about that I think I would want to respect is, and this came up last hour with the Texans, do they have to be great? If that answer is no, if you're in the camp of, well, you know, last year they didn't have many quality wins and people are assuming a lot, if that's you and you're into making a bet, it's not out of the realm that Tennessee could get to next in line. I mean, what did it sound like a year ago to say Houston could win the division? I remember talking about this with Joe Ostrowski a few weeks into the season, and they were 80-1, if I remember right. Could that have been right, 80-1?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
And they did it. So the Colts might be good, but they're kind of they're unproven. The Jaguars are the Jaguars. It might come down to whether you think Houston, if you don't have the confidence that Houston will roll, then why not? They are going to throw the ball, Tennessee. Has that ever happened? Has Tennessee ever literally thrown a pass in a game? They're going to do a lot of that, it seems. And so I'd be optimistic for them on that front. Let's go to Pat next. Hi, Pat.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, first year starting up a dynasty league. Got the second pick. Ooh. Was wondering if I should go Allen or wide receiver.
So, do you start one quarterback or two?
One.
I would not pick a quarterback then. You know, there are so many, if you love Allen, you love Allen, but, you know, objectively, there are so many other guys you could go to that are younger even, and should be around later. I haven't done a dynasty startup at all this year, so I'm a little bit out of touch, but I would think, you know, Jefferson or Chase or even like Breece Hall, if you wanted to do that, you know, Marvin Harrison, Neighbors, somebody like that too. Might be worth it. Do you have any kind of rankings that you're using?
Well, I heard you with the caller before talking about you would take Jefferson over Chase, but in like a regular fantasy, but in Dynasty, I was thinking maybe I would go Chase just because he'll be around and I don't necessarily need him right away.
That's right. And you might be a year younger there if you did that.
Right. Right.
We're also, you know, for Chase in that comparison, we might like, if you knew he was going to be in Cincinnati, which we don't, maybe we would like him more then because Minnesota, more uncertainty at quarterback. But McCarthy did look good. I don't know. My advice would be probably wait on QB. I mean, think of like Stroud, Richardson, Caleb Williams, Daniels, who are all going to be like 5 years younger than Allen. That's a significant difference.
Yeah, true. All right, yeah, thanks a lot.
Good luck. One more dynasty thing, and this is a lesson that I have really never applied, and I didn't, like I said, I didn't do one of these this year. As you're going, if you start to, you know, you think maybe your team, the team you're building is going to be good this year, and maybe a few other people are just, you know, kind of planning to slow play it, draft rookies, you know, stay away from veteran running backs, then I think I would want to draft a couple of good older running backs. Like that's where I'd want to take a chance on McCaffrey because it's nice because you think of dynasty as long-term to want to build a team that is good for a long time. I mean, that's the goal, but there can be openings where, all right, well, if these guys are going to give me Derrick Henry and McCaffrey, or even Jonathan Taylor or Barkley, even younger than that, then, you know, maybe you'll want to do it. Here's John next. Hi, John.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Okay.
So, you talked about kind of new era for the Bills, even though Josh is still there. You talked about some new players, and I haven't been tuning in like the last week. I don't know if you've touched on, you know, Tyler Bass, our kicker at all, and obviously his struggles from late last year, the missed kick in the playoffs. What I noticed with him in like the final six weeks, 7 weeks of the season last year was he, he started like slicing kicks. Like he wasn't just pushing them. They had this kind of like a golf slice, like when you're driving it and it's just kind of like that rainbow. And it kind of bothered me a little bit. I said, you know, and a lot of them he was making, I mean, they were starting out on like the left side of the upright and then, you know, kind of like slicing in. And you're kind of just like, you know, leaning to the TV, like, oh, is that going to make it? And it was. And I said to myself, you know, that doesn't look right. You know, usually his kicks are just like straight as an arrow, a little draw on him. And it seemed like he just developed this slice. And I was telling my dad about it. I said, you know, he's got to fix this because eventually he's going to start missing these to the right. And when it happened in the playoffs, I kind of saw it coming in a way. And he had time to fix it because it just didn't seem like him with this sort of this slice on the ball that he seemed to sort of develop at the end of last year. And then of course the kick against the Chiefs, and now we're having struggles with him in the preseason. We know how close these NFL games are. Sometimes it comes down to a kick. I mean, these games are so close. So I wanted to get your thoughts on that. If you noticed that last year,
I can't say that I did, but I'm assuming you're right. I can't say that it's not something I noticed or thought about. But
sure.
You're describing it, you know, specifically, and I'm assuming you're right, and that is the Kansas City miss. Look,
yeah.
I think it's a choice. I think in terms of your feelings about it, missed field goals by Bass in his 4 years, 6, 4, 4, and 5. But then you did have 3 in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
If you're right that there's a technical flaw, then he's in trouble. I mean, I don't know if Sal – I'll ask Sal about it.
Please do, because I think it's a technical issue because, you know, he's been on our team for a while. Obviously, we look at kickers closely because of how important the position is, given how close the games are. And, you know, he was solid for so long, and it was almost like you weren't thinking about him. It's like a good ref in a game. You don't notice him. You never really noticed Tyler because he was just so solid all the time and just made the kicks. He missed an extra point every now and then, or missed a field goal in a regular season game that didn't really matter because we were up so much. But he made big kicks. He made long kicks. He's definitely good from 50,
yep,
50 and beyond. But I can't even remember what game it was last year, but it was towards the tail end of the season where he just developed this kink. And the ball was sailing, you know, it looked like a slice. And a lot of them he was making, so I don't think people noticed because the kicks were going in.
Okay.
But I said, so anyway, please ask Sal about it because he watched the teams a lot more closely than I do. So I'm interested to hear what he has to say as well.
Yeah, thanks, John. What he would have over me is like all the practice and training camp, you know, and maybe he would have a specific thought on it. I think it's a choice whether you want to worry about it. Like I did the numbers. It really, percentage-wise, last year isn't too different. But the timing of it was, the importance of the Chiefs kick obviously speaks for itself. If there is some sort of a flaw there, then that's something that could get him into trouble. If not, there's probably a lot of randomness to attribute things to, and then you don't have to worry about it. What matters is not how you feel. What matters is how the Bills see it. And that we don't know, but I don't think a kicker is really ever that safe. And if this season starts where he's struggling and misses a couple or just even a big one or something, then I think teams make moves when that happens. No kicker is ever really that safe. And how he's been over 4 years won't be worth as much. Thanks for the question. Sal coming up at 5. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.